Neighbors of the Ahwatukee Lakes Golf Course won a court victory this week when a Maricopa County Superior Court judge ruled against a developer who wanted to build a new project on the land. Jim Walsh is a reporter for the Ahwatukee Foothills News. He covered the trial and joins me. And Jim, this has been an ongoing controversy, so let's get some background here. What were the homeowners unhappy about?
The main issue, Mark, was trying to preserve the deed restrictions that called for the land to remain a golf course in perpetuity unless there was a 51% vote of the neighbors approving a change in the deed restrictions or a judge ruling that there was a quote-unquote material change that would require a change in the deed restrictions. And it was also about the condition of the golf course. The golf course was basically killed by the previous owner, Wilson G., and this created a large scar right in the middle of Ahwatukee.
So these neighbors, some of whom actually lived on the golf course, right, and paid pretty good money to live on a golf course, had this basic eyesore right in their backyards. They sue, right, because they want to try to force this to be a well-maintained golf course again, right?
Correct. You know, the neighbors just wanted it to stay the same, basically. But essentially, during the Great Recession, Wilson G. says that people just didn't want to go to executive golf courses anymore and that he was losing money.
And the owners of the course, as you say, were losing money and the course was not doing well. They had other ideas for this land. They wanted to build some kind of non-golf-related development there that the owners of the homes nearby were not thrilled about.
Correct. The neighbors always wanted the open space, a green area. What happened was that Mr. G sold it to a group of developers called True Life. At first, they thought, well, many people don't really even like living on golf courses, so we're going to try to go with this concept that we'll have walking trails and this sort of thing. And it would have been a combination of homes and farms, like a community farm and walking trails. And residents didn't buy this at all. What happened was that True Life went to get the 51% of residents. And Mr. Aiden Berry from True Life got a little upset on the witness stand during this trial when it was inferred that they didn't do well. I mean, he said, we got thousands of votes. It just wasn't enough. It wasn't the 51%. So at that point, True Life changed tactics. They basically moved on to a second provision in the deed restrictions, the one about the material change. And in their arguments, they basically argued that the golf course industry has changed dramatically since that golf course opened.
It sounds, though, that the judge didn't buy that. I mean, as you say, they could not get the requisite signatures. And was this most recent ruling the judge basically saying there is no material change, this needs to remain a golf course?
Yes. In one part of Judge Hanna's ruling, he mentioned that Wilson G. did not present any evidence that he could not have made money on the golf course in 2008. He ruled essentially that the neighbors have a contract that is still runs with the property, and that there was not enough reason to break the contract.
So what happens now? I mean, does True Life plan to appeal? Does this mean that the golf course is going back in there?
True Life has not revealed their plans. Judge Hannon not only ruled in favor of the deed restrictions, but he ruled that the residents are entitled to an injunction, and he ruled that the neighbors were also entitled to legal fees. So the next step here is that Mr. Tim Barnes, the attorney for the neighbors, he is repairing an injunction that he says would restore the property to a golf course in some manner.
You mentioned that the course is in pretty rough shape, that it's basically a shell of its former self. It sounds like under those conditions, you can't just flip a switch and make it a beautiful, lush golf course again, that even if the judge accepts the plan that the plaintiffs lay out in terms of how to go about restoring the course, sounds like it's not a short-term operation to get it there.
No, you're completely correct. It's almost hard to envision a golf course there when you look at it today. I mean, this all happened back in May of 2013, that the water was turned off, that the lakes were drained, that the fence was put up. So, I mean, it's dry as a bone. there's something to work with there. There's no doubt about it. But it's a dust bowl. It's a dust bowl, and it's a long way from being a golf course. You're absolutely right. One possibility here, Mark, and we don't know what will happen, but again, Tim Barnes believes that it's very likely that True Life will walk away from the entire transaction, that the property will go into foreclosure, and that at that point, the hope is that somebody else who really would be interested in putting a golf course on the property would buy it.
All right. Jim Walsh is a reporter for the Ahwatukee Foothills News. Jim, thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure, Mark.